Good afternoon, George.
Good afternoon.
Now, what is the report generally saying? In very short, what is it generally saying?
The report is generally talking about the importance of human rights and the rule of law. And the director of Amnesty International Ghana, Robert Amafu, who read the overview, said no government or authority can take the human rights of any society or group or individual for granted because it is basic, intrinsic, and inalienable. He threw light on the state of the world human rights in 2017, particularly the failure of governments over the world to protect the rights of people. He said global leaders and political figures are constantly infringing on the rights of people and refugees while asylum seekers are being tortured by some countries. In Africa, the report covered 9 countries, including Ghana, Togo, Benin, among others. Narrowing his observations on Ghana, Mr. Mafo raised the issue of discrimination across board, where some people still see others in a different way and treat them anyhow. He said illegal and wrongful mining has cost the nation dearly and commended government for fighting it. Mr. Mafu also talked about harassment of women, which is still going on in some offices and society at large. He cited the unfair trials and poor living conditions of prisoners, especially those on the death row and on remand.
Right, George, let's pause a bit there. Let me ask you, what observations were made about Ghana?
The observations, as I started saying, include the inability of governments to protect the rights of the poor, the inability of the government to protect social and economic rights, such as basic housing and the living conditions of the vulnerable. But when we had the opportunity for stakeholder organizations to make comments, the Ministry of Gender, Children and Social Protection, Representative Victoria Nachu, said the media must highlight the issue of child marriage, because she was wondering why men, especially some elderly men, would want to marry young girls as low as 12 years, and saying that such people are now facing arrest. She also called on Ghanaians to be responsible as they fight for their rights. Another representative from the Military Staff College condemned the destruction of the environment by illegal miners and ask those who are calling for the ban to be lifted to think twice about the deep consequences that the practice is having on others.
Thank you very much, George. We have to end it here for lack of time. We know you'll be here to give us a detailed report when you get back from this assignment. Thank you very much. That was our correspondent, George Ankrah.